This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Exploding devices in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese capital Beirut killed at least 70 people, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. That includes two Hezbollah leaders. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Israel's military says two Hezbollah leaders were among those killed in an Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb. Officials raised a death toll from the attack to 37, including seven women and three children. Dozens were injured. The rare strike hit an apartment block in a densely populated South Beirut neighborhood on Friday afternoon during rush hour. Hezbollah says 15 of its operatives were killed by Israeli forces. An Israeli army spokesperson says 16 Hezbollah fighters died in the strike. Since the Friday attack, Israel and Hezbollah have continued to trade fire. I'm Mike Hempen.
Gaza health workers say an Israeli strike on a school in northern Gaza has killed at least 22 people on Saturday. Some 53 people have been killed and 51 others are missing since rival factions of the Sinaloa cartel began clashing. Diane To reports.
Sinaloa's governor said more than 40 people have been arrested in recent days, including Fernando Perez Medina, known as El Piyi, the alleged security chief for one of the sons of the jailed former Sinaloa kingpin known as El Chapo, who now leads the Los Chapitos faction. The trigger for the conflict between the two most powerful factions of the Sinaloa drug syndicate dates back to July. That's when Ismael El Mayo Zambada, who allegedly co-founded the Sinaloa cartel with El Chapo, was arrested in the United States. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Thursday said that the United States was partly responsible for the instability because they, quote, carried out this operation.
Diane To for Reuters. This is VOA News. United States President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida discussed diplomacy with China and their shared concerns over coercive and destabilizing activities in the South China Sea during a meeting on Saturday at the Quad Leader Summit in Wilmington, the White House said. The head of Boeing's defense and space business is out as the company tries to fix its troubled contracts. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Boeing is replacing the CEO of its defense and space business, the unit saddled with money-losing government contracts and embarrassing failures by its Starliner space capsule, which had to leave astronauts at the International Space Station and return to Earth empty. Boeing said Friday Ted Colbert is out, and the division COO, Steve Parker, is in temporarily while the search is on for a permanent replacement. Since the start of 2022, the Defense and Space Division has lost $6 billion, slightly more than Boeing's airplane business. I'm Julie Walker.
New Zealand pilot Philip Mertens has arrived in Jakarta after being freed from Indonesia's Papua, where he was held captive after being kidnapped. Reuters' Ryan Chang has the details.
A range of New Zealand government agencies had been working with Indonesian authorities and others towards securing Mertens' release, according to a statement by New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters. On Saturday, Peters spoke to reporters and expressed relief at the news.
Well, the hardest thing in an environment where there's no trust is to try and establish trust. It's just get this one thing separated from the conflict and to get this man free. That's the hardest thing to do.
2 months ago, the separatist group signaled they would release Mertens, but said it would take time to free him. Since his capture, videos of Mertens surrounded by Papuan fighters have been released several times, with separatists calling for the United Nations to mediate talks towards Papua's independence.
Ryan Chang for Reuters. Unusually heavy snowfall caused major disruption on South Africa's roads Saturday, but also attracted people excited to see the snow, like Justin Nottesham, a baker from Johannesburg.
It's actually supposed to be spring and going into summer, so this is pretty much the hot season. So snow, at this time, it's actually a blessing.
More snow was expected, with warnings in place for several parts of the country. Natalie Smith, a resident of Villiers, is enjoying it while it lasts.
Absolutely amazing. It's just something we never see. And my husband and I have seen it before, but it was just so exciting to bring the kids and let them just feel it. And just the excitement of driving past. Mommy, there's white. And yeah, so it's really exciting.
For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.